the end of June, I went to a heavily AI-focused developer event, and my main goal with attending this event was to figure out how big companies like Disney and Amazon, Shopify, how they're all using AI in their processes. I spoke to a lot of different software developers, and it did actually surprise me that a lot of them were advocating for students and juniors to still learn hands-on. Like, you still need to run into those walls, learn why certain optimizations exist, potentially have to rewrite your entire project because you wrote it in a way that is not maintainable. You can't escape those lessons. But if you're a staff engineer or a senior engineer, you're a lot more likely to feel okay with adopting AI more heavily as part of your workflow because you already have those foundational skills. We're all trying to look to figureheads in the industry for guidance on how to best use this tool, but we can't forget that their multiple decades of experience will also influence their suggestions around how to use AI. To make a long story short, you have to keep learning without AI. Use it as an assistant. Once you already have really strong foundations, use it to your heart's content. You'll be fine. But don't let the fear-mongering prevent you from learning whatever it is you need to learn. And that will take time and it will be difficult. But stick with it. And I hope that this video can give you some accountability. Please share with me in the comments what you're building and what your schedule is going to be to keep leveling up as a software developer.